the most famous touring band of all time. They can't always get what you want. COVID forced them to perform a benefit concert in different locations. And this would be the last time they performed together as a group. A talented musician and a legendary drummer for the Rolling Stones. A band that would become synonymous for rock and roll. Born in 1941, a son of a lorry driver, Watts had humble beginnings. He found jazz music as a child and fell in love.
I learned by watching the great drummers in London, you know, Phil Seaman, people like that in London, and American players when they came over. You know. Are you going to sing, Bernard? Mm-hmm.
But Watts was internationally recognised as one of the best. An uncontroversial man with a straightforward four-drum setup and a sharp suit. Stars around the globe have shared their tributes.
Lots of love to his family, his wife and kids and his extended family, and condolences to the Stones. This will be a huge blow to them because Charlie was a rock and a fantastic drummer.
The rest of the Rolling Stones will be touring later this year, and it's unknown how they will fare without one of their longest-serving members. He had performed with the Rolling Stones for almost 60 years, and his death will mark a huge loss to the group and to music as a whole.